You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, this is Tim Rice, and welcome to Get Onto My Cloud. This is episode 25. In this edition of my podcast, which has just reached a quarter of a century of episodes, I thought I'd feature one or two one-off songs I've written with some of my favourite composers, to wit Graham Gouldman, Vangelis, Richard Kerr, and Florrie Palmer. I've often found songs that are not part of a larger work harder to write than songs that are part of, say, a stage musical or film. When writing lyrics that are part of a story, such as The Life of Eva Peron or A Wicked Lion Attempting to Murder His Nephew, the characters and plot are already in place, or should be, and it's relatively easy to decide what they need to say. Whether one can make them say it well and entertainingly is, of course, another matter. But if I know exactly who's going to sing the lyric, and if I can put myself in their position, that's half the battle, whether writing for an Argentine dictator's wife or for a warthog with wind problems. Not that I've ever stood on a balcony in Buenos Aires in a dress speaking to thousands, nor have I ever roamed the Serengeti with a dodgy digestive system. I've only enjoyed once commercial success with a song that had no link to any show or movie, and that was with A Winter's Tale, written with Mike Batt in 1982, sung by David Essex, and even that was really only a big hit in the UK. But some of the other one-off efforts I've done with composers are among my favourite compositions. For example, The Monkey and the Onion with Graham Gouldman. When I was in Tokyo for the Japanese version of The Lion King, in which Simba, Pumbaa, and Timon spoke fluent Japanese, I heard a charming Japanese story about a monkey and an onion. A monkey is given an onion and investigates by peeling it. Naturally, his tears start to flow and he's baffled. Why is he crying? He peels away more and more layers of the onion, and eventually he stops crying because there is no onion left. He's destroyed the source of his mystery and of his tears. Maybe he should never have investigated in the first place. I thought this could be the basis of a lyric and wrote one, and it came quite easily because, in a way, I was writing a short musical, a very short musical, which had a good storyline with a beginning and an end. Here's what Graham, and thus 10cc, did with my words.
Like the monkey and his onion to my brings quite the joy, it seems. Oh, that we could be contented with the good things that we've gained, but in the end we're empty-handed just because we
The Monkey and the Onion. In the extremely unlikely event that you don't know who Graham Gouldman is, you'll certainly know many of his superb songs, both with his band 10cc and those which were big international hits for other artists. His first pop groups in the early 60s never broke big for him as a performer, but as a songwriter for others, he enjoyed a phenomenal run of success, beginning in 1965 with For Your Love, The Yardbirds. Subsequent biggies included, among many, No Milk Today, Herman's Hermits, and Bus Stop, The Hollies, those two both wonderful three-minute musicals. And of course, his three number ones with 10cc, notably I'm Not In Love and the irresistible, to me, Dreadlock Holiday. I don't like cricket, I love it. Dreadlock Holiday, like No Milk Today and Bus Stop, also sounds to me like a compressed version of an entire theatrical evening. In short, Graham, whether working alone on both words and music or with others, notably fellow 10cc alumnus Eric Stewart, is one of the best English songwriters of the past 50 years. And I'm very happy to have his name in my CV, thanks to The Monkey and the Onion, which graced a 10cc album back in 1995. And now a ballad I wrote with the Greek genius Vangelis in 1982. Vangelis, a year after his Oscar-winning score for Chariots of Fire, wrote the music for a magnificent film directed by Costa Gavras and which starred Jack Lemmon as an American searching for his son who had disappeared in the aftermath of the violent 1973 coup in Chile. The film is called Missing. It's a gripping and sad story, a drama documentary, and Vangelis's music is an essential part of the drama. When he played me the music for Missing, I was immediately keen to have a bash at putting words to the beautiful principal theme, even though I soon realised that it was too late to include any words I wrote in the picture, not even over the end credits. So no hope of an Oscar nomination, or a Rotten Tomatoes nomination come to that. I think I did a reasonable job with Vangelis's great tune. One of the cover versions it attracted was by Vangelis's fellow Greek artist, Nana Mouskouri.
You're missing, you're gone, another lies beside you, I've no doubt. You're missing, conspiracies of silence hide you, keep me out. They nearly had me believing that you did not exist. Thank you.
The beautiful, pure voice of Nana Mouskouri. I've written a couple of other songs with the great Vangelis, but that for me was the best of the three. Maybe I'll inflict the other two upon you in a future Get Onto My Cloud. Stay tuned. One of the most underrated British composers I know is Richard Kerr. If he'd only written Mandy, for Barry Manilow and plenty of others, and I'll Never Fall in Love Again, for Dionne Warwick and plenty of others, he would be an important chapter in the history of British music conquering America. But he's done so much more than those two standards. He's written a host of other hits over the years. And he's also written a couple of songs with me. One was entitled One of My Best Friends, which Michael Crawford recorded, and another was called Nevermind, which only Richard himself has recorded as a demo, which no recording artist has yet picked up on. So, Nevermind has never even been officially released, but if I were invited to a Desert Island Disc session at which I could only choose 8 records of my own stuff, Nevermind would make it. Its official title is Nevermind, open brackets, Nevermind, comma, Nevermind, but never mind about that. The song has a weird history. I was in Australia back in October 1989, doubtless for the cricket, and while browsing the Sydney Morning Herald, read a review for a TV documentary entitled A Planet for the Taking, narrated by Canadian environmentalist David Suzuki. The review in the Sydney Morning Herald began with a 4-line poem. Now all you young people, come listen to me. When you take your vacation down by the salt sea, if you wish for the gods and the fates to be kind, never mind, never mind, never mind. There was no indication in the review who'd actually written these lines, although the reviewer, Doug Anderson, referred to them as another gem from the atomic Cole Porter. Maybe Cole Porter did write them, but I don't think so. The program he reviewed, which you can find on YouTube now, was part of a series on the human race's detrimental effect on the environment, so it was in some respects way ahead of its time. I was fascinated by the 4 lines, and subsequent attempts in the past 31 years to find out who actually wrote them have all failed. I even included them in a poetry anthology as some of my favourite lines, and still nobody emerged to claim authorship or copyright. What I did do, however, was to write some more verses in the same format and mood and ask Richard to set it to music. I think I was intrigued by the poet realising that nobody would take much notice of his words, so my lyric continued in the rather inconclusive, inconsistent vein. Be that as it may, when Richard's marvellous singing voice got to grips with it, I was very happy. There again, nobody else has ever recorded it.
Now all you young children, come listen to me. As you take your vacation by the salt sea, if you wish for the gods and the fates to be kind. young maidens who waited so long for somebody gentle or somebody strong. Don't hurry to choose him, for love will be blind. Never mind, never mind, never mind. Now are you apprenticed to man's great estate, who burn with the sea like the stars and can't wait to fly to the ends of the earth unconfined? Never mind, never mind, never mind. You know that I love you, I know you love me, that this is for now and forever we'll be. I pray we return to the world left behind, and never mind, never mind, never mind.
Richard Kerr, Never Mind. Maybe I should stick to writing long sagas as opposed to one-off efforts, but I'm still happy to collaborate with composers I like and admire on briefer efforts. I've just done a couple of songs with Gary Barlow, which may or may not see the light of day in the next few months. Talking of long sagas, I'll be back to chess in Get Onto My Cloud 26. I'll finish episode 25 with a number I wrote with Florrie Palmer, a fine British singer-songwriter and also novelist, who wrote Sheena Easton's massive hit, My Baby Takes the Morning Train. Our song was called The Last One to Leave, sung here by Elaine Page.
Oh, but
That was Get Onto My Cloud, episode 25, written and introduced by me, Tim Rice, and produced by Peter Holtz.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.